You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, the five lies of Islam. Lie one, Islam's a religion of love. Lie two, Islam's a religion of peace. Lie three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie five, the Quran is a holy book. Continuing on, let's quote some more verses about how Islam has no claim to Israel, that it belongs to all of the tribes of Israel, not the tribes of Ishmael. Psalm 105, verse 42 through 45. For he remembered his holy word with Abraham, his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy. And he chooses ones with a joyful shout. He gave them also the lands of the nations, that they might take possession of the fruit of the people's labor, so that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. Genesis 15:18. On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Genesis 17:7. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and your descendants after you. And I will give you and your descendants after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Verse 19. But God said, no, but Sarah your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, for his descendants after him. Notice this was Isaac, not Ishmael. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Zion. Yes, with great wrath I am jealous for her. Verses 7 and 8. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I am going back to save my people from the land of the east and the land of the west. And I will bring them back, and they will live in the midst of Jerusalem, and they will be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. Zechariah 12:3, and it will come to pass in that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the people who lift it will be severely injured, and the nations of the earth will be gathered against it. One of the best proofs of the Bible is where God promises to bless those that he blesses. And he blesses those that worship him. He does not bless those who worship a different God. He doesn't bless Islam. They worship Satan. He blesses Israel, all 12 tribes, Judah, and those that don't even know they're part of the other tribes, which is the large majority of the United States, Britain, large portions of Europe and that. But we need to prove all things. Where are we in God's master plan? Over and over, there's nothing but disaster, war, and murder tied to Islam. They're a wild ass of a man, just like Ishmael was prophesied to be. Don't fall for their lies. Bring them to the Lord before they bring you to the sword. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.